Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay.
It's flooding down in Texas. I bet they wish it were flooding. I can't remember if they're still in a drought or not. That's a little Stevie Ray. Little Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back, and we got our good friend Bob Kuska here with us too, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is the founder of the Fusion Factor. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're celebrating the fifth anniversary of Bob Kuska's membership in the Brain Trust, and I know, Bob, it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I woke up this morning saying, I think it's the fifth anniversary.
Yeah, there you go. What a great day, right? Hey, Bob, we're talking about the four... categories, really almost a
conditions,
timeline,
conditions.
Almost conditions, almost a timeline of your HR career, your career managing people. We talked about maintaining a minute ago. In the previous segment, we're going to talk about growing, we're going to talk about evolving, and then we're going to talk about contracting. But in the growth part of the time continuum. And this, your relationship with other people, what does that look like?
Well, let me give you one example that I'm seeing right now. I've got one business that I work with. It's an IT consulting business. It's a fabulous business. They are growing leaps and bounds. And recently, they got themselves in trouble. They were not planning while they were growing.
Yep.
And they more than doubled the number of employees they had. And these are expensive employees because
yep.
they're basically consultants. And the owner now has a cash flow situation.
He did not project the cash flow, the impact on cash flow of this new payroll, did he?
He did not. He kept adding bodies.
And you know what else?
His contracts don't pay off, you know, immediately. They're long-term contracts.
That's the other thing, yeah.
And when you're in a high overhead business, you know, people are expensive. I always say to my clients, people are expensive. Do the math.
Yeah.
And when you're sitting down and planning, you got to say, am I going to get a return on investment for every employee I add, and how long is that going to take for me to pay that back?
Well, see, that company is an example of what I've said on this show for almost 15 years now, and that is that if you don't watch your cash, if you don't watch your receivables, and match up your and develop an understanding of the difference between days payable and days receivable. You can literally succeed yourself out of business.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that company doesn't do it, and they probably won't. But that company could be in peril of going out of business, even though they're sitting on a mountain of contracts.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you another thing that happened to them, Jim. And this kind of edges a little bit into the evolve. As they were growing, they did not have on their financial side the level of talent they need.
Right.
They should have had a controller or a financial manager who could have looked at this and said, hey, if we're going to add on all this overhead, this is what it's going to do to the cash flow.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something better than that, Bob. You could have had you don't have to have a financial genius to do that. All you need is a 12-month spreadsheet showing when the cash is going to come in and when the cash is going out. It's really a simple document to manage once you build the formulas, and they're not that difficult. And you can tell. I mean, I do that in my business, and I'm not a financial genius.
No, you're right, Jim. But what I do find with a lot of entrepreneurs that I work with, their talent is in a particular category. So, for instance, this particular guy was a technical guy, but they might be a marketing guy or a sales
mm-hmm.
guy. And you're right. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to look at a spreadsheet, but they don't always focus there.
Right. Yeah.
And they don't
yeah.
always focus on the HR planning aspect of it.
If you ever see a person walking down the street looking like they got run over by a truck, and you knew that they had a business day before yesterday, and you say, what happened? And they say, I had to close my business. Wait a minute. I thought you had all those contracts. Well, we ran out of cash, and I couldn't get, and I didn't have a good banking relationship, so I wasn't able to bridge the difference between my receivables and my payables. I didn't have enough capital in the business. I was undercapitalized, like all small business owners are, and so therefore, literally couldn't make payroll. And
that's right.
And as you know, Bob, the cardinal sin of being a business owner is not making payroll.
That's right.
Missing
and
payroll.
70% of the businesses today, Jim, are in the knowledge business. You know, the deliverance services
right.
that are based on the talent that you have.
Right. Let's move on and talk about Evolve. Well,
yeah.
How does Evolve and Grow work together?
You know, your business changes. It can change in the service that you're delivering, the volume of services, the number of products, all of those things. And therefore, you have to have your talent evolve with it. And let me give you one good example. I call this an example of the brother-in-law hiring process. it's a lack of planning. I had one client, and when he called me in, he wanted me to do an assessment of his IT organization. And when I met his CIO, I went back to him and said, you know, I've hired a lot of IT people, and this guy does not seem to be the visionary, the leader to lead your organization. I'm just curious, why'd you hire him? He said to me, well, he said, my website wasn't delivering to my customers as well as it needed to be. And I had my biggest customer say, if you don't get a better website up in 60 mm-hmm. days, we're not doing business with you. Mm. He said, so I hired this guy to design my website, and he did a great job. So I made him my CIO. And I said, well, you know, you didn't look at what was the talent necessary to drive your,
right.
your business. Now, you know, we're talking about cost here. You know what it costs my client?
Mm.
This CIO, in the course of 18 months, signed a contract with a very large software company and bought in a lot of hardware that cost him over $1 million.
Wow, they probably didn't need.
Couldn't use it.
Wow.
He needed a solution. This guy picked the wrong solution.
Every business is evolving right now in ways that speed. That's never happened before. The changes are happening so rapidly. If you've got to make sure, folks, that your human resources component of your business is matching that kind of evolution, that kind of growth, and those kinds of requirements. So, folks, this
is
not something.
Here's one of the conditions.
Hold
we
on
all
to that
face
thought, Bob.
We've
got to take a quick break. It's 10 till. Right back. More to come with Bob Kuska after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.